Today's shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Aleph Omud Beis. We're in the middle of a very long siman, siman lamed beis, which is all about the halachos of writing and making tefillin, and we're up to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Yichtivein b'dio shachar. You write the tefillin parchments with black dio, black ink. Bein sheyesh bo mei afotzim, bein shelo b'mei afotzim. Whether it has in it gallnut juices, or whether it doesn't have gallnut juices, it has to be a black ink. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin says that this black ink is Dio Shemareyu Dome Lemarei HaKohol. It's somewhat similar to a bluish color. However, he brings down in the Bir Halacha many details about this. And in the Bir Halacha, as well as in Dirshu, footnote 6, we have an introduction to this whole idea of ink. So in Dirshu, footnote 6, he brings down several shitos from the Rishonim. This is based upon a Gemara in Shabbos that writes, Shem Kosav Shelo B'Dio, if you write Sifrei Torah, Mezuzahs, or Tefillin without ink, Yignozu. They're not kosher, and you have to hide them. You can't just destroy them because they have the shame of Hashem, but you can't use them. The King Kosav B'Yerushalmi, in the Megillah, in Yerushalmi, it says, Halach L'Moshe Misinai, Shiyu Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, Umezuzos, Nechtovin B'Dio. So this is the basic understanding that we have to have black ink for Dio, for Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Umezuzos. And there are three shitas that are brought down over here. The Das of the Rambam, who writes, Shekol Tseva Shachor HaMiskayim Kosher Lichtobo. Any black-colored ink is acceptable to write a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzos. Stam. The Lo Nemra Halacha Lichtov B'Dio. And it specifically says you have to write it with ink. El Lamayit Shar Minei Tzavonim. To exclude other colors, but not because something specific is about Dio over here. Just have to be a black ink. However, l'chatchila, the Rambam writes, Sorach lios k'sav hayochol lihimochek, it has to be a type of print that can be erased. And therefore, l'chatchila, ein lasos esadio mimei afotze v'kan kantom. One should not make the dye over here from gallnut juices or kankantum. Kankantum is something called vitriol, or known as copper water. And because these types of dyes aren't easily erased. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The Rosh writes, Tzorich Davka Dio. You bedavka have to have this ink called Dio. The Ein Dai B'chol Tzeva Shochar. And just because something is a black ink, that doesn't mean that it's Dio. However, Mikol Mokum Yochol Lasoso Mimei Afotzim V'Guma. The Rosh does permit you to add gallnut juices over here and guma, which is a gum type of a base. These are acceptable forms of Dio. And finally, we have the Rabbeinu Tam, who says that Dio is Nasa Misraf Mina Eitzim. It's like made from the sap of various types of woods that were well known in those days to make Dio. And Kol HaSrofim Yofim Dio. And he brings down a Gemara in Shabbos that says all saps are good to make Dio. Im Oso Mimei Afotz impossible, except for gallnut juices you can't use. The Bir Halacha says that this bluish color that he was referring to in the Mishneh Berurah is not really correct. And he says, that you shouldn't use a dark blue color, but it really should be a black dye. And he says, while the tefillin straps are halach l'moshe misinai, and maybe there you could get away with using a very dark bluish color, he says, for the parshios, the writing, it's a halacha, that it should be written b'dio, and d'dio, marisa shochar, it has to be black. And certainly this is true according to the Rush, that a dark blue would be not acceptable. So the bottom line is, it should be a very black color and not a dark blue. The Ramah then adds, Hago, ulechatchila yachmir lichtov b'dio ha'asuya me'ashan eitzim o shmonim shruyim b'me'afotzim. And this is based upon Maril. So the Ramah says that the preferable type of ink to use for the parchments to write on is something that's made from the soot of wood or the soot of boiling oil with the soot of the wood that are made also with gallnut juices. And this is as well also written down in Yoredeya Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains that when we say that it's me ashan eitzim from the soot of burnt wood, v'lo yitol esocho kuma o kankantom, you shouldn't add into it this gum called guma, and kankantom, which is something that I mentioned is known as vitriol, which the Mishneh Berurah is explaining is shekorim b'lashon Ashkenaz, it's known in Yiddish, Germanic, as copper vaser, which is mein choshes, copper water, because you need something that ideally can be erased. And when you you put in the kumo, the kankantum, the print is very, very fast, and it's not easily going to be erased. The Mishnah Berurah then says this is for the ideal way, the optimal way to do the mitzvah. However, the bottom line, ladina, you can't even, according to Rama, add the gallnut juices, the gum, or the vitriol. And that, in fact, is the way dyes are made today. The DO is used today. That is a combination of these various types of products. They're cooked together. And this makes the best type of DO, of ink. And this is as well written down in the Tshuva of Mishkanos Yaakov. And he says, look in the Magen Avraham, Shekosav de Biyomov, in his days already, Lo Roa Gam Ken Liechem in Agdolim Shenoag Lassos Bidio, Asui Meashen Eitzim Ushmanim. Nobody was making it just from the soot of a wood that was with the oil mixed together. Although he says, possibly, Efshadar Yuosim Midio, Shokotsim, maybe they were making it from thorns that they burned, and they used the soot from that. Kemosh Shasim, in the name of the Mariel. However, he says, V'chein Pasek, B'sefer Get Makusha, B'sefer Birki Yosef, all of these Svarim also write, Lassos, Kiminogeno Achshav, as he just said, they do it the way we do now, that Dio Ha'osim, Me'ashan Eitzim, Ushmonim, Miskalkel, that if you just take the ink that is made from the soot of the wood and the oil mixed together, that's not a good type of an ink. V'nimchok B'nokel is very easily coming off. Alkein Einogim Ba'achshav, we don't use that today. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Udiyo ha'osim yimei afotzim bovad below kuma," and if you just take the gallnut juices without adding the gum base to it, korimelushin Ashkenaz guma, o mikankantom bovad, or if you just take the vitriol by itself, pasul afilu b'diavad. These are no good by themselves, even b'diavad after the fact. And Ken Kosov Hagra b'beyuro l'kamen b'simim tofreish sadi aleph. The Vilna Gaon also wrote this later in Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Look there, and as well look in the Bir Halacha for more details about this." And in fact, Halacha Berurah says the same thing. He says there are many, many different opinions in the Rishonim as to the proper way to make the D.O. And he says, La Halacha, Das Rabbi, Me Haposkim, She'ikar Adover Shiyeh, number one, that the dough should be shchar, should be black. She'im Miskayim Al HaKlaf, it should be not easily erased, but it has to be able to be erased, but it shouldn't easily come off from the cloth. And No'agim Lassos, Me Me'afotzim V'Kankantum. And we do add the gallnut juices and the vitriol to make it more permanent. The Halacha Berurah also points out that if the tefillin were originally black, they were written with black ink at the time of the ksiva. However, after a while, they got old and weak in their color, and they appeared somewhat reddish. He says, Tov l'ach mishalol l'kayim mitzvos tefillin b'tefillin eilu. Then one shouldn't ideally use such tefillin. However, bottom line is, b'di'evet, they would be kosher, since they started off as being black. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and says, "Mutu lichtov tefillin mezuzos b'diyo hanasim istam yenam." One can even use for the tefillin and mezuzos ink diyo that was made out of stam yenam, that was made out of wine from Nochrim. And he says, "Ayin in the Shari Tshuva for further details about this." In Diushu footnote 8, he writes that even though the halacha is that the tefillin have to be min hamutar b'ficha, we'll darshan that out later on. However, even though it has to be something that is edible, that is kosher, that's what you make all the parts of the tefillin from. You have to make kosher animals' hide. He brings down in the Dvar Shmuel that this is different in terms of the yayin that's added, which is not kosher, to the stam yayin that is added to make the dye. Kivin shen iskalkov in a royal achila, since it's not edible, shuv ein bo'issa. Since it's no longer edible, it doesn't have the problem that it's not kosher. Furthermore, he says, even if that wasn't the case, because this isn't something itself that is intrinsically osur, it's only shedover ache garm lo psul. The wine was initially kosher, it's only by the fact that it was in the guy's possession that it became not usable anymore. And therefore, mutulaso says, or habatim, or nevelos utrefos, likewise, you can take the hides for the tefillin from an animal that was not shechted, a cow that wasn't shechted, or a cow that was shechted and was found to have a trefa inside, mishum shedover ache garm lehem is a psul. Because the psul was not intrinsic to the hide, it was something else that came about and caused that hide not to be edible, and therefore that's still called kosher in terms of mutter beficha, to be able to use for either the hide for the box or for the dio for the ink. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, dio ain't tzarich lasos lishma. The dye, the ink, does not have to be made l'chatchila l'shem mitzvahs tefillin. If you just made it, and had no specific intention that you're going to use this to write tefillin or Sefer Torah or mezuzahs, it still is considered kosher. In Dirshu note 9, he brings down, Omnom, however, lehidu mitzvah, if you want to do the mitzvah in the most fantastic way, then the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal brings down that it's proper for one to be zohir, one should be stringent, lahadir achar diyo shenasa l'shmo, try to find ink that was made l'shem mitzvah of writing in tefillin or sefer Torah or mezuzahs. He brings down as well, v'chein mevur b'mikdosh ma'at, shalafi shitas ha-bal hamor, according to the Baal Hamor, also, yesh la so l'shmo, it is preferable to make the diyo l'shmo. He further adds, at the end of the footnote, that if you had diyo that was made l'shem ksiva sefer Torah, mezuzah and tefillin, then the Bir Halacha writes later on, in the name of the Mishkanos Yaakov, Ein l'shtamesh bo l'divrei chol. One shouldn't use that ink then for a non-holy purpose, because it was made l'shma. Kivin shehazmono l'guf ha'kedusha milsi, because here you designated it for a davar kadosh, and here we apply the rule that designation is in fact as if it was already used for it, and certainly once it's been used for it, you can't go back and use it for mundane purposes. So the only way to then use this type of ink that was designated l'shma is if at the beginning you made a tanayo on it saying that if I want to use it for a mundane purpose, I'm allowed to. And that is in fact what you should do if you think there may be extra ink left over that you want to use for some other purpose. The Mechaber then continues and says, Kosav afilu os achas b'shar minei tzivonim o'bezov. If you were to write any one of the letters, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tes says, lav davka a whole letter, do adin miktsas os, even a part of a letter, kagon kutso shayud, even the little top of the yud. So that makes the tefillin not kosher. Hare elu psulin. The entire tefillin is no good because even one small part of one os is not written properly, so then the whole thing is not kosher. The Bir Halacha adds on over here in Hare Elu Psulin, and he says, if this was the very first letter, so then you have a chance to be misakin it. Or if you wrote all of the letters in this improper way, there's still a way to be misakin it, so it's written Kiseder. He says, Lahavir Kulmus Kisidran Alem Bidyo. Then take ink and write over the non-good initial writing, and since you're writing the entire thing over again from the very beginning till the end, tsarich iyun mahani, maybe that would be good, and this is the opinion of the Prima Gadim, who's not certain whether this would be good or not. The Chasam Sofer brings down, however, that it's no good, and this is in fact also the opinion of the El Yoraba, not like the Prima Gadim, who says maybe it's good, and certainly one should not do this unless there's absolutely no other choice. Then the Mechaber says, im zorak afros zohav ala osios, if you were to take literally gold dust, something like a sparkly type of gold, and put it on top of the osios of the tefillin that you were writing, you have to remove it, because that's not allowed, because then it's not black. So mavir hazov, you can remove the, assuming you can, remove this gold dust over here, and as long as the yishar ksav atachton, and as long as the underlying letters are still all there in their full entirety, and they're black, kosher, then it would be perfectly good still. However, Avalim Zorak HaZov, if in fact you put on the Zov on one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alos Me'askaros, on any one of the letters of the name of Yudkei Vavkei, Ein Lo Takona, then there's no way to make this good, L'chatchila. L'fisha also L'havir HaZov, because you're not allowed to remove the gold dust, because that's like Mishum Dehavi Kimochei Kes Hashem. It's as if you're erasing the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're removing the gold dust of with the Yudkei Vavkei. Therefore, L'chatchila, there is no way to get around this. The Halacha Brura does bring down that if somebody did, in fact, in sin, Afal Pisha Osa Isser, did remove this gold dust and all the letters are underneath are still good, that is still considered Mikol Makom Sheros HaParshios. The Parshios would be B'diyevet, they would still be kosher. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Yud says when the Mechaber wrote Bishar Minei Tzivonim, when you're talking about no other dye or color is good, he says it means any other dye that's not black. For example, kigon ha'adam, a red dye, a yarok, a greenish dye, uchayotzbam, any other dye, any other ink is not kosher. And in Sivkot and Yudalef, the Mishnah Berurah writes that when you're removing this gold dust over here, v'afal gav dekol zman she'eino mavir posel, even though you might have said, since while the gold dust is there, the letters are not good, you might have said, therefore, diksav ha'elyo mivatel ksav ha'tachton, it might be that the gold dust on the top, so to say, erases the black ink that's underneath it. Nevertheless, lo mikre ayidei havara ksiva shlo kisidron. This, when you remove the gold dust on the top, is not called as if you're writing it now fresh, and therefore it's not written kisidron. Let's say you took off the gold dust from a letter that is in the back of the parsha, as opposed to a letter in the very first of the parsha, so it looks like then that the last part is being written before the first part. That's incorrect. Kivan she'en kosev ki'imavir. Since you're not really writing the letters now, You're just removing the inability to see the letter. You've removed the gold dust. Now the letter's visible. The letter was always there, so you're not writing it now. Therefore, it's not a problem of writing it not in the right order, locus sidron. Indeed, the inyan of Dio is a very complex subject, and we've just really scratched the surface. And Baruch Hashem, Sofrim, who are expert in this, are very much aware of the proper type of Dio to use, and this isn't something that somebody who is not an expert in should be dealing with. This concludes today's shiur.